New federal overtime rules set to go into effect today would have made millions of salaried workers across the country eligible for time and a half pay. But a judge in Texas issued a nationwide injunction against the rules, which WNYC's Shumita Basir reports has thrown the future of expanded OT into question.
Close to a million salaried workers in New York would have gotten a raise or shorter hours under the proposed changes to federal overtime rules. That's according to Ross Eisenbray, vice president of the nonprofit think tank, the Economic Policy Institute.
The rule was going to, by the Department of Labor's calculation, put an extra $1.2 billion into workers' wallets next year.
But he says now those workers will have to wait for the courts to decide what happens next. Here's how it works. If you're a salaried worker in New York and you make less than $35,000 a year, you're eligible to earn overtime right now. The federally proposed changes would have increased that salary cutoff to $47,500 a year. Some employers have already given raises to bump employees out of what they thought would be the new overtime bracket. Now they're wondering, is it too late to undo this?
If they have actually taken steps and conferred salary increases, then they're in a more delicate situation because that will disrupt the workforce and perhaps cause some ill will with their employees.
That's Sean Delaney, the executive director of Lawyers Alliance of New York, which serves nonprofits in low-income neighborhoods. When the new federal rules were expected to go into effect, they'd set up a national hotline for employers to call in with compliance questions. Now, that same phone number has been repurposed into an advice hotline. And his advice, for the most part, is hold off. Don't make any sudden moves until this is settled in court. That date hasn't been set yet. And keep in mind, this could all change come January, depending on what the new presidential administration decides to do. For WNYC, I'm Shumita Basu.